Tonight, I was supposed to speak next Wednesday, but I'll be at Coleman, Texas for the lectureship on Wednesday night. So Mike and I swapped. He's going to take next Wednesday. But the lesson tonight, or the devotional, really is centered around searching the scriptures to better myself. And it's based upon the passage in John 5:39. And I want you to notice that passage in John 5:39. In the context of John 5:39, Jesus is talking a lot about the principle of being a witness. And I'll break that down a little bit more in just a second, and I promise it'll be just a second. But look at John 5:39 before we get into the context. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. If you have the New King James Version, I believe that's in the form of a question. So he may be asking that very much in the form of a question. You search the scriptures, and in them you think you have eternal life, and aren't they that which testify of me? Does that make sense? And so what you're seeing is Jesus is saying you have the scriptures, and they serve as a witness, and they testify of me. Now that's a statement that's either true or false, and it's a statement that then we can take to better ourselves. We can look to the scriptures to find out. What's interesting about Jesus and the scriptures, I want to take you back to Luke chapter 4 for just a moment. We could look at Matthew's context, but just look at Luke chapter 3, and then Luke chapter 4. You remember in Luke chapter 3 that Jesus is baptized of John. And when that takes place, as John is preaching and preparing the way of the Lord, Jesus being baptized, a voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And after this, Jesus will be led to the wilderness and tempted. And that's in chapter 4, verse 1 and following. And I want you to notice how Jesus himself, having said John 5:39, uses that same principle all throughout his life, that the scriptures are what he uses to defend himself, to testify for himself, and to use as a witness of himself. And so in Luke chapter 4, in his temptation from Satan, he replies three times, "It is written." In verse 4, in verse 8, "It is written." And then in verse 12, he quotes the passage, "It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," from the book of Deuteronomy. Now then notice, after the temptation, this is even more interesting to me, as Jesus himself, remember, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Watch what Jesus himself does with the scriptures. In verse 16, he comes back to his home in Nazareth, and as it was the custom in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up to read, and delivered unto him was the book, or the prophet Isaiah, the scroll of Isaiah. And he opens to the chapter there in Isaiah 60, 61, that context, and he starts to, it's as if his fingers are pointed at the scripture, and reads directly from the scripture. And notice verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." This is kind of like his inaugural sermon, if you will. It's the first thing he starts to really preach and minister from the scripture. And he's quoting here from Isaiah, "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, watch this, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Now I want you to see that phrase, and now go back to John 5. Because now look at what Jesus is saying. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now, in order for me to better myself, I need to search the scriptures. Why do I need to search the scriptures? Because I need to see the witness. And what is a witness? Now, I want you to notice here how the word witness is used multiple times in this whole context. Notice again John 5, 30 through 32. It's back up there. And notice how he says here, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own, but not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. I bear witness. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Now think about that statement. How do we know his witness alone is not the case? Or his witness alone, there's more to it? Well, you're going to see it with the Scriptures. The Scriptures, who did he read from in Luke chapter 4 when he opened up the scroll or the book of Isaiah? Who was that? That was bearing witness of whom? Jesus. So there's one witness, the book of Isaiah. Verify it for yourself. Notice here in verses 33 through 35, not only I don't bear witness of myself, who else bore witness of me? Well, you remember John, verse 33, you sent unto John, and he did what? He bare witness unto the truth. And the truth was all about Jesus. And he bore witness, and he showed Jesus. He prepared the way of the Lord. And he pointed the disciples and said, hey, behold, the Lamb of the God, Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He bore witness. And then notice there in verse 36, you have the witness of miracles. The works, he says, the Father hath given me to finish the same works that I do, bear witness of me. When you get to John chapter 11, and he raises Lazarus from the dead, and it's in that chapter he'll say, I am the resurrection and the life. He proves that passage. He proves those words by doing one thing. When he takes a dead man that was stinking, and he raises him back to life. And so here in verse 35 and 36, he says, the works, the miracles that I do bear witness. You can read about that today. Isn't that amazing? And not only that, you have the witness of the Father, which again has been implied by what I said, but look at verses 37 and 38 now. The Father himself, which has sent me, he hath borne witness of me. Again, whose voice did they hear when he was baptized of John? They heard the voice of the Father that said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And then as I close, you have the reference or the witness of scriptural authority. And that's really what he's saying in verse 39 through 47. The rest of the chapter is all about scriptural authority, that in the Scriptures you have witness, you have testimony, you have all these layers of evidence. It made me think of what Paul said when he talked about the variegated or the manifold wisdom of God. God did not leave himself without witness. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. So why do we search the Scriptures? Really, it has to do with bettering ourselves, but it's because of the witness. It's the principle of evidence, of testimony. I need evidence and testimony. Isn't it wonderful when your brethren, people you know that you love, that you know love the truth, can pat you on the back and help you, correct you, reprove you, rebuke, but also exhort you and say you're okay? That's witness. That's help. That's helping me better myself. That's why our fellowship is so special. I can tell you this, the world don't have it. The world is absent of this. In the world I'm in right now, I see it all the time. A dog-eat-dog, competitive world. And again, it's tough. Now, I want to go to the very end of the book of John, and I'll close. But notice here how Peter and the apostles in John 7, I'm not going to go there, but they'll say things like this when others are departing after chapter 5, searching the Scriptures and all that witness testimony. In chapter 7, many will depart after the hard sayings and such of the Lord, the direct statements, people depart. But Peter will say, when the Lord asks him, are you going to depart as well? And you may remember, Peter says, well, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify. I mean, now look at the end of John's account. You'll see the point, hopefully the contextual conclusion. Verses 30 and 31. Notice what is the thing that betters me always. Verse 31 says, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name in the Scriptures. And then look at the last two verses in John 21. And I love the way he says this in verse 24, 25. John himself says, this is the disciple which testified to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did. There's witness and testimony we can't even record. If we recorded everything, then I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. But you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And rightfully so you do, because they are they which testify of me. And I need that testify. I don't need your testify. I need this testifying. That makes sense? And so the scripture helps me. It helps us all. And I hope that little summary of, again, the book of John and kind of what's being said there will help us understand more emphatically why the scriptures are so profound. I wish today people loved the Word of God like I do, like you do. I wish people genuinely didn't look at this book as some just little mythological book of just mystery words and nonsense. I wish that I could reach everyone and that I could just have the opportunity to sit down and show people that this is a wonderful book from Genesis to Revelation that teaches the truth. It is accurate. It is detailed. It is fascinating. Because when I search them, they confirm my salvation over and over again. Why? Because it's a witness. It's a testimony. It's the truth. And that's truly what makes me free. And I want everybody to be free. Maybe you're here and maybe you're not free because you're lost in your sins and you're ready to be free. Well, again, it's in the scriptures. Well, we better ourselves. And so perhaps you're not ready to obey the gospel because you're not really sure about that yet, but you're ready for a Bible study. Well, this is one of the most Bible studying congregations I've ever been a part of. And it better never change. I'm going elsewhere if we stop studying the Bible here. I'm telling you, you can add playgrounds and fun parks and take my kid. It ain't going to happen on my own. We're going to study the Bible because in the scriptures is where I'm testifying of the truth. And we can do that. So if you're here and you know what you need to do and you're ready to be baptized for the remission of your sins, then why don't you let us know then as together we stand and we sing, won't you come?